Tonight on Who Cares, we examine the frontiers of surgery, and with us is the international financier and surgeon, Reg LeCrisp, and his most successful patient to date, the elephant, Mr. George Humphreys. Mr. LeCrisp, the surgery on Mr. Humphreys is truly remarkable, but why an elephant?
Well, that was just a stroke of luck, really. An elephant's trunk became available after a road accident, and Mr. Humphreys happened to be walking past the hospital at the time.
And what was Mr. Humphreys' reaction to the transplant of the elephant's organs?
Surprise, at first, then later shock, and deep anger and resentment. But his family were marvellous. They helped pull him through.
How long was he in hospital?
Well, he spent the first 3 weeks in our intensive care unit, and then 8 weeks in the zoo.
I see. Is Mr. Humphreys now able to lead a fairly normal life?
No. Oh, no. You know, he still has to wash himself in a rather special way. He can only eat buns, and he's not allowed on public transport. But I feel these are very minor problems.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider the very sophisticated surgery which Mr. Humphreys has undergone. I mean, each of those feet he's got now weighs more than his whole body did before the elephantoplasty, and the tusks and bone.
Some years ago, you were the centre of a controversy, both from your own medical colleagues and from the church, when you grafted a pederast onto an Anglican bishop.
Well, that's the ignorance of the press, if I may say so. We've done thousands of similar operations. It's just that this time there was a bishop involved. I wish I could have more bishops.
Is lack of donors a problem?
There just aren't enough accidents. It's unethical and time-consuming to go out and cause them. So we're having to rely on whatever comes to hand. Chairs, tables, floor cleaning equipment, drying up racks, pieces of pottery, and these do pose almost insurmountable surgical problems. What I'm sitting on, in fact, is one of our more successful attempts. This is Mrs. Dudley. She had little hope of survival. She'd lost interest in life, but along came this very attractive mahogany frame, and now she's a jolly comfortable Chesterfield.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Oh, excuse me.